Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, buzzers, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. My name is Alicona Bradford, and thank you for joining us on this fine Hollywood evening. We are here, and you can tweet us live, hashtag ABTV Arrow. Be sure to join the conversation, because we are streaming live now. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also leave us comments, like, subscribe. We love that, too. So, let's get along with the show, because we have a special guest as well as a regular host. So, I'm going to start and let the regular host... That sounded so bad, the regular host.
Oh, yeah, you guys introduce yourself.
Just them. It's just them. Go ahead. I'm going to start with this regular guy next to me.
My regular name is Lex Michael. My regular Twitter handle is at the Lex Michael.
The Lex Michael. Okay, go ahead.
And I'm plain old Tari J. Miller. And you can find me on Twitter at Tari J, T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And I'm less than special Katie Cullen.
Oh, hi, all my come buddies. On.
And my less than special Twitter handle is Kiaxet, K-I-A-X-E-T.
Okay, you know, you guys are taking just a little bit too far.
No, so I think we've taken it just far enough.
We have a special guest this evening. We have a DC comic expert on our panel joining us from DC Comic All Access. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jason Inman.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome.
You actually are special.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to announce I'm Team Wriggle.
Riggle.
That's Roy Diggle.
Oh, okay. Hashtag.
Yep. Why have a ship when you can have an armada?
That's right.
So really quick, before we get into the episode, can you give us a little bit of background about you and your involvement with DC, and then we'll start talking about all the greatness time.
Well, if you watch DC Comics' awesome YouTube channel, you can find a show with me, myself, and the excellent Tiffany Smith from the Schmoes Know. And every week, every Tuesday, you can subscribe, because we bring you all the awesome news about DC Comics and stuff like that. And I feel very cool to talk about Arrow, because when I got the gig a couple weeks ago, Arrow himself introduced me.
So cool.
It was really cool.
Nice. So. Very nice. Well,
welcome. Now I get to judge his show.
Oh, hey. Talk smack. It's okay.
It's okay. He's special.
He is special.
Hey. Oh.
You know what?
You have failed
magical
that
powers.
IPad.
Magical powers. So let's get into the episode. Let's talk about the very beginning. We start off with Oliver and Tatsu, of course. And we have the wise words of Miss Tatsu, who's like, only the student can beat the master.
She's not British.
In British.
Yeah, you know what? Leave me alone. I don't know why that happens, okay?
It's going to be one of those episodes.
All wise words have to be in a British
accent.
They do.
They just sound so much more sophisticated.
Totally. Yeah.
So anyhow.
That's why all the Jedi are British.
Is that what that is?
And Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there
Muppets.
There we go. There we go.
Samuel Jackson.
So,
but he's Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
This is like really far-fetched, but during this whole interaction between he and Tatsu, and he's saying, you know, come back with me, which I thought maybe she actually would, and, you know, only the student can be taught, da da da, and he's saying, well, you know, you're pretty good with the swords. I was like, are they flirting? I can't tell.
No.
Is there any...
No.
I don't know. I mean, Oliver was a little bit of a playboy. No.
I mean, the entire time that conversation was happening, and I don't know about you guys, how well-versed you guys are with the comics or whatever, but she's Katana.
Yeah.
She's the vigilante Katana. So to me, I was like, there's your setup for Katana. Let's have Katana. When's Katana going to... Don't save her for the season finale, which we all know she's going to show up in.
Right.
Let's have her now.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to be... She could have saved the city.
But no, she's kicking it. I'm going to let Oliver do the work.
She wouldn't have been good for the press conference. No one knows who she is.
That's true.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's true.
Well, I think that's why they didn't let her come back.
They're saving her for the season finale.
Yeah, well, yeah. The moment she returns, it's like, well, all our problems are solved. Why do we need Team Arrow?
I just want another action figure. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that news and gossip for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so okay. First of all, random note to my ladies, when I was watching this episode and, the single ladies. Okay, so when I was watching the episode and I see Tatsu giving Oliver a hug goodbye, I said, ooh, her nails look good. Wait, is there a nail shop up on the mountain? Because I don't understand how they're manicured right now.
And I was saying the same thing about her lipstick. It's like, she looks really good for someone who lives in a cabin and wears cable knit sweaters.
I imagine that while Oliver's recuperating, he's unconscious a lot. She's got to do something to keep herself occupied.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's there with the file.
You learn to be self-sufficient.
When this dude wakes up, give him more herbs.
The nail shops and Nanda Parabat are amazing, from what I've heard.
Is that what it is?
But, you know, I'm more shocked that there was a road up there again. We're in the top of the Himalayas, and there's a road.
Right.
What?
That someone just so happens to be passing through at the convenient time that Oliver can hitch a ride and get back into the
city. When they were actually walking back to the road and they did a couple of the scenes in the forest, I actually, for a second there, I was like, oh, how did we get back to the island?
Right.
Because, the same forest. It's bigger. Well, I understand. But again, I was like, they're back to the island! This took a twist!
Yeah. Which reminds me, really quick.
Teleport. Wait, that was Flash this week.
to nice. All of our viewers, sorry to cut you off, but to all of our viewers who are watching live, because we encourage you to see the live stream on YouTube, hashtag Arrow,
hashtag
listen to Katie, don't listen to me!
We already have people who comment while they watch it and ask us questions before we ever
see it. The point of the story that I'm trying to get at is that we ask trivia questions throughout the episode, so please partake in the trivia questions, and we will shout you out as we do that. So, yeah.
We actually have a comment from Ashare Thompson. I'm not sure how. So many people on Twitter whose names I cannot pronounce, who agrees with you. I'm a little disappointed. I thought that Tatsu was going to be going back with Oliver.
I concur.
I have a weird question to the panel.
Sure.
Let's hear it.
And again, I know nothing of where the show is going, whatever, and I'm very excited to watch every week. Would you be excited or disappointed if Tatsu joins the cast permanently next season?
Sign me up. More women.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so down.
I think, I hope that happens.
Women of color. Yes.
Okay. Women of color with swords?
Yes.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
Women of color in general. Women of color with swords
especially
is like
swords.
Bonus.
Yeah.
So I'm totally going to disrupt the flow hard by asking a trivia question.
Do it.
But the reason I'm going to do that is because you mentioned scenery, back on the islands, So speaking of scenery, just a real quick trivia question for you guys. Shots of the Queen Consolidated Towers are stock footage of the real-life Bellacombe Towers in what city and country? So
hashtag ABTV Arrow. Let us know. Tara and I are keeping an eye on it.
And we will shout you out.
Yeah,
word.
We will.
Okay, let's go to the Glades, where all the action seems to be happening. And we have, obviously, Roy. We'll talk about Roy. We'll talk about Roy in a second. But
Team Riggle.
Okay.
I'm going to harp on this again, because I know we've had people say, you can totally get rich from taking over poor neighborhoods. He's turning over diners and coffee shops.
He has to have some sort of underlying big, massive plan. You wouldn't waste that much time in that city, whether it be to turn that city into his headquarters because it's easier for whatever reason. There had to have been some reason for that.
Are we sure?
Well, maybe his goal isn't to become super rich. It's just to be a king.
Of the crappiest neighborhood in the
But he straight up said, we're going to be rich in the first episode of this.
Who knows? We're gonna turn over
Mel's Diner here.
So they're in the precinct, stealing some sort of paperwork. We don't know what that paperwork is. Who knows what information that's in there that maybe could possibly turn into money? Who knows? That's bribery, true. Blackmail information, we don't know.
Well, on top of which, you start strong-arming all the local businesses while you build your crew. I mean, you look at the mob of people Brick had at the end of this episode. That you accumulate that group of people over time. You strong-arm every business in the area so that they all kick up to you, and from there, you start slowly spreading out. I still don't know what his ultimate endgame was other than freak people out and take their money. That's how you start. You build. I think you start in the Glades because it's the easiest place to take first. And then you strong-arm businesses, branch out that way. So, yeah, you start with diners and what have you because that's all that's there. But once you control this entire block and you've got people flocking to you, then you can send them out and strong-arm, you know, bigger diners.
But that's when you start running into the police because the police edict is only stay out of the Glades.
Right.
For now.
No,
go ahead.
I was saying, which was lame. It made me so sad at the very beginning that all these people are calling the police base. Police base?
It's one of those.
It's one of those days.
Yes.
You know, here's
a good show.
Here's Detective Lance just listening, popping pills apparently, and just listening. And it's got to be so.
Medication. Come on.
Well, he could have been ODing to feel better. You know, don't ruin my point.
No one ODs to feel better.
Whatever. So anyway, I totally missed my point now. Thanks, guys.
That it's heartbreaking to listen to these people reach out for the only source of help they know.
Yes.
The source of help that has been drilled into them since they were in preschool. If there's an emergency,
you call the police.
And the police will help you. Well, that is no longer the case, but that's still the only thing they know how to do. Because there's a power vacuum.
Right.
Because the arrow is missing. And because his team is outnumbered.
So let me ask all of you guys, what did you feel, how did you think about the efforts for Team Missing Arrow? I'm just going to call them that, because they're not really Team Arrow, even though that's what they call themselves. But do you think that they were doing an effective job of what they were doing without him? Or do you think, meh, not so much? I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to say flat out no. No. No, here's the thing, though. If you look at that team, right, you have Roy, who's been Arsenal for maybe 6 months.
Right.
Maybe 6 months. Laurel, who's had a wig and thinks she can fight now after being trained for maybe a month?
Okay, you're giving me generous.
Generous. Yeah. Maybe 2 months, okay. Literally out of that entire team, there's one person with the training that could go out there.
And he's not!
And he's doing nothing. He's staying back with Felicity.
What? Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, you two in the back of the van. Go out there and fight. I'm just going to watch.
I've been to war. Big.
He's a war veteran.
Yeah.
It's because half the world seems to know where the Arrow Cave is now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he needs to be there in case, maybe Merlin shows up again for, like, the fourth time. They got to move.
Seriously.
This is dumb as hell.
But
there's a reason no one knows where the Bat Cave is.
They should, though. I mean, Wayne Manor is the best place to have a Bat Cave. So it'd be like, yeah, no, the Batmobile always goes into this one spot.
Right under Wayne Manor.
So weird,
right? You'd think he'd realize. But I would argue that the main downfall of Team Arrow is that they lack leadership. That's what Oliver gave to them. And so Diggle needs to stay back to kind of be the point person. Like, Felicity can handle all the tech stuff, but he's all about the strategy. And so I feel like if he's out there in the field, he can't get a forest view of the whole situation. It's all, he'll be amongst the trees, if you will.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
He's the den mother. He's den mother Diggle. He needs to stay back at base and look stern and whatnot.
Well, right.
And
but how did Oliver do both?
Was there, they had enough people that Diggle could stay back and be strategy while Oliver was out doing whatever with Arsenal. That's no longer the case. He was the focal point that they all leaned in on, and with him gone, they're all falling all over each other. I have visual aids. We also have answers on Twitter. And
yes,
we have
please.
Two conflicting answers.
Okay. Gimme.
Andy Epsilantis says it's in Boston. Gillian Davila says the answer is Belgium.
Belgium would be correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry, Andy, it ain't Boston.
Not even the right continent.
But you still
I thought it was interesting,
out.
Though. I wonder who thought, you know, let's make Queen Consolidated. Who saw that stock footage and was like, Belgium is perfect. It's random.
More likely, they saw the stock footage and went, that tower is perfect.
Pretty much.
Okay, good point. So anyways, guys, flashbacks. Let's talk about flashbacks. We got a Merlin flashback. Is that our first Merlin flashback of...
And probably only.
Yeah. Well,
not technically. In season one, we jumped back to the first meeting of the Undertaking, and Merlin was there with Robert. So it's semantics, of course.
Right, right.
But the first one focusing on him.
Yes.
Right. Which I think we needed.
Very much so.
And I would like to see actually another one, because I want to see more of him. I want to see exactly what Malcolm did to get kicked out of the league.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
Did he get kicked out before the Undertaking? Or
was it the Undertaking? Yeah.
And then the Undertaking was where they went, what in the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that's a question that we need answered. Because if you get the impression that that Malcolm Sr. was in Starling City when Oliver first left, and then 5 years he comes back, he's there. So why would the league let him come back to Starling City and just be businessman?
True.
You know?
True. That's so, very true.
Yeah.
They may have needed someone there.
We'll get another flashback, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Just as importantly, I want to know what happened to his 90s hair.
There you go.
I know, right?
At what point in his training did Ra's al Ghul say, homie, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Probably when he came back from his training, saw what everyone else was wearing, and went, I need to blend in.
That's way cooler.
It probably also got in his face a lot, too.
Can I just say, I feel like I can sum up the entirety of these flashbacks with that one line from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Cool motive, still murder.
Mm. Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. I agree very much. What I will say about the flashbacks that I did enjoy is seeing Merlin before he was a badass, for lack of better words.
Right.
Everybody starts somewhere, and it's nice to see where he started. It's nice to see his motive explained a little bit more. Again, not that I feel that he's doing the right thing, and we always were told in the past that Merlin was trying to save the city, and we thought it was BS, but now that you get a little bit more of his backstory and you see where he's coming from mentally, again, not that it's okay, but you go, oh, okay, you really thought you were doing something.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. It was him.
Somebody's a ventriloquist.
Not the special guy.
No, this is going to be
the regular guy. That's what we say.
A very plain, regular thought.
Okay.
That was a big theme tonight, was taking drastic action and whether or not using the ends to justify the means is acceptable. So that makes sense, and I agree with you completely. Yeah, cool, really interesting, complex motive. It is absolutely still murder.
Well, and I wanted to talk about Merlin and Palmer. Because if you look at it, they're different sides of the same coin. We both have the woman I loved was horribly murdered. It was either I heard about it or right in front of me. Merlin goes straight off the deep end into I need to kill people to make up for it. That didn't work. I need to kill more people to make up for that. Whereas Ray immediately goes, oh, I'm going to save people's lives so that this doesn't ever happen again.
But
it's the difference between helping people and burning it down.
But you could make the same argument for Ray, that he went off the deep end as well, as in he's trying to buy all of Starling City. He's trying to build this suit that even Felicity's like, that suit's crazy, yo! And he's doing, like, he wants to rename an entire city.
That's
change
true.
An entire city.
He
that's
is
just
off
that's
the
a different
end.
That's a different deep end, but he's still off the deep
but
end.
But he's not murdering people. He's going for
just wait till the savage times of the Adam season.
Yeah, I'm sure. he's going for build it up. Merlin went straight for burn it down.
Well,
we can't save it. We're gonna wipe it out and everyone in
which
it
is a,
they're
which,
useless human beings.
Which is a Ra's al Ghul attitude.
It
absolutely
is.
Right. If you take Merlin and you take Ray Palmer and you marry the two philosophies, you effectively have the perfect man, that man of course being Batman.
No, okay. They'll just be spectacularly crazy.
Batman?
Okay, yeah, Batman.
No, I will say that, like, Palmer's suit is a war suit. It's the equivalent of sending in War Machine to take care of petty thugs.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's using a nuclear warhead on an anthill.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten to crazy yet. He's working his way there.
Oh, he's at crazy. He just hasn't been able to show it to the world.
It's got technical difficulties at the moment. It doesn't function. That's the problem.
That doesn't make it any less. It's like the Spider-Man musical. Just because it's got technical difficulties and isn't working doesn't mean it's not completely insane.
Well, can I pose another question
to the
entire AfterBuzz panel here?
Absolutely.
Do you feel that this episode went a little out of its way to make Malcolm Merlin forgivable?
A little?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Do you forgive him? Because I don't.
No.
No.
I don't.
Felicity was the only one that stood her ground with that. At first, I was getting irritated with her because she seemed like she's been so angry.
Yeah.
But then when it was actually vocalized, for whatever reason, it slipped my mind because maybe what the writers were doing worked and I was totally hypnotized and thinking, oh, until she had said, do you not realize what he did to Thea? And I'm like, wait, what did he do to Thea again? Like, you guys already have me forgetting the fact that he bamboozled her into killing Sarah. You know, and so it's like, this is very recent stuff. This is not, we're still talking about the undertaking. Yeah. Right. And so she's the only one. And I felt like Diggle, when they had that whole vote, was very...
Oh, I got something to say about that.
Say it.
Oh, okay, Here it is. I love this show, but sometimes I feel Arrow doesn't give Diggle his due. Here's the thing. When they were all sitting there, and they were all four, and they were like, we should have a vote. And I was like, nope. Diggle's in charge. No. Because Diggle joined Team Arrow in episode 4? Or episode 5 of Arrow? He's the boss. None of the rest of you shut up. It's Diggle's decision.
Right.
There's no voting.
You're emotionally compromised. You are double emotionally compromised. So am I, but screw you all. I've had the training to deal with it.
I thought it was a little disrespectful to Diggle that they were like, oh, we're going to vote. No, Diggle should have been like, no, I'm the boss when Oliver's not here.
Right. Well, and it's 4 people.
Yeah.
You have 2 for, 2 against. There's nothing to break it.
Yeah.
You're at a stalemate.
So let me propose this question. If you were on Team Arrow, what would your vote been? One thumbs down.
No way in hell.
Okay, Tari.
I'm a practical guy, and emotions don't get in my way. So
get out. Get out.
I would have accepted his help and then, rejected him after that. But, like, at this point, there's an immediate threat.
Okay.
You let him in. You can't kick him out. He's already in. I don't want to call it the Arrow Cave because it's stupid, but he's already in the Arrow Cave. He's hacked their webcam. He knows what they're doing. You can't get him out.
Right.
The only thing you can do is rescind the invitation and let him know that he's not welcome. But once you say, sure, come on in, he's not leaving. He'll be that jerk that sleeps on your couch for a month.
To piggyback.
Except evil.
Wait, to piggyback off of what you said, though, Laurel said it well when she was stating her claim, which was, let's use him the way he's using us.
Right.
Why not?
You can't. He's smarter than you are.
True,
Laurel, you don't know what you're doing.
True. But it was interesting that he saw the quote-unquote potential within the community and was like, I need you. You need me.
It would be a valid strategy.
I would have worked with him.
Merlin was on their level.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would have worked with him. What I would have done this. I'd be like, okay, we're going to take down Brick at 11 p.m. And then, oh, hey, League of Assassins? Yeah, Merlin's going to be here at 11:01. Problem solved.
Right?
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
But I'm sure. Yeah, that's true. I'm sure he would have had a backup plan.
The Assassins are going to come for Thea?
Once the Assassins are in Starling City, it's endgame. Because they won't stop with Merlin.
Well, then that's season finale.
Oh. Yeah, of course.
So
we're going to see that battle.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of villains, I have another trivia question, but has anybody hashtagged ABTV Arrow to give... Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. See? One of those days, we got the answer. Forget me. Moving on to the trivia question. So, like I was saying, speaking of villains, I just had a whole internal conversation out loud. So, okay, my trivia question.
We do have people in the hashtag, for what it's worth.
Okay. Yay.
Hello, people.
Okay. So, my question for you is, Slade Wilson can use what percentage of his brain? Random question, right? But he's clearly obviously smarter than most, so if anybody knows the answer to this, please pipe in via hashtag.
You know the 10% thing is stunningly incorrect.
Right? Oh, yes, I know this.
But 80s DC Comics doesn't.
There you go. But he still uses more than 10%, quite a lot more, actually. So if anybody has the answer, please tweet at us.
He has a side brain.
I thought you said a side brain. I was like, me too.
He's an ood.
It's
my backup hard drive brain.
Wow.
it's my time machine brain. And all the PC users in the audience are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Real quick, just to tag up on what we were talking about before the question.
Yes.
I agree the most pragmatic thing to do is use Merlin as much and as long as you can, even if you're not going to feed him directly to the League when you're done. The best way to keep an eye on someone like Malcolm Merlin is to keep an eye on someone like Malcolm Merlin.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer,
exactly.
Right?
Your enemies within range of your primary firearm. There's the issue with that is he is above their level. Plain and simple. He's above Oliver's level. He has been pulling all of their strings, and he is... It's not quite a Xanatos Gambit because it straight up failed, but he is still very much ahead of them. And once you think that you can use him, you've already fallen into the trap. He's already using them, and there is probably they can't outfight him, and they can't outsmart him. Mm-hmm. So you welcome someone like that in your house, like I said, he's going to set your couch on fire. It's not going to
well,
go well.
Well, unless you use the entire game changer, which I understand, you know, as a TV writer, you have to do certain things. There's two different shows. I totally understand that. Unless you get on the phone and call your best friend in Central City who can run at light speed to take down Merlin.
That's true.
And why? You know what? Good point. Why didn't they call him?
Well, we know why. Because otherwise the show would be over. There would be no show of Arrow.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have to look at it from drama and back up.
Okay.
Dragging Barry into our issues and
he's got his own. He's got his own. Okay.
Oliver's still kind of like, oh, you're tiny and adorable. Well, you go play now.
The Flash now in this universe is the nuclear bomb now. He can solve everything. So you have to use him sparingly or not use him at all.
Except his mother's murder.
So speaking of homies, we invited some homies to join us. We got to see Wildcat, and finally Sin came back. Now that she's done with MTV, she is Scream. Back on the CW.
Evidently, she was on Scream.
Yes, she was. She so was.
That'll be
fun. But I liked having the reintroduction of the old characters. I was deeply saddened by the whole Wildcat situation.
That did not go well.
No, it really didn't. And what's funny is as I'm watching Wildcat and Brick fight, and, you know, initially Wildcat's getting his blows, and I'm like, what happened.
Well, at first,
and we
actually
thought it was Malcolm.
Exactly, his costume looked so much like the Dark Archers that I was like, "Oh, it's Malcolm."
No, I never thought that for one hot second because they already showed him in a scene before that occupied or something or other. I don't know why I did
was
not.
Fooled. He didn't have the cat ears. I was fooled.
But didn't he have one eye exposed or something weird? I feel like he had on.
I don't know. No, he had like a little.
Well, either way. He's too tan-complected, too caramel and yummy to be Malcolm. So, either way, I was really disappointed that he didn't just get a few blows. He got his tail
hammered
hardcore.
We have 6 answers.
Yes! Come on!
I'm like 90% certain that he is extremely dead.
Okay, so, can we get our answers, though?
Yeah.
I don't think he's dead.
From Jermaine Parchment, Stephanie Williams, Gene Hernandez, Gillian Davila, and Calvin... They all say 90%. Andy Epsilantis is saying in the comics it flips between 90 and 100 depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that extra bit of information because I had only found 90, but good to know.
And nice. Kalia and Ashare are back in with 90%.
Awesome.
Everyone's right.
Yay.
Winner.
I'm going to, just since we have broken off our topic, I'm going to throw in one more. There's 2 more trivia questions, but I'm throwing in right now. The exterior shot of the police headquarters is actually the main branch of ... in Los Angeles. What is it?
Oh.
Now I may throw a wrench into your question here.
Okay.
Which season, because they change it.
Oh, that's a good... You know, I'm going to say it's probably going to be either season 1 or 2
because of my source. They change it in season 2. Because in season 1, and the only reason I know this is because a couple months ago I did a season 1 rewatch, there's the same blue police car that every time they cut to it that never gets out of the driveway, every time. And every time I'm like, come on, blue car, get out of the driveway! And then in season 2, the blue car is not there.
Oh, interesting.
So he must have got out.
I guess so.
And never come back.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Why would you?
But yeah, I'm fairly certain that Wildcat is really, really dead because of the dialogue. You're going to be okay. You're lying.
He said you're lying? I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are dying words.
I think we'll see him in the hospital next episode.
Those are coma words.
Yeah. We are working with no body, no death comic book rules. And occasionally with body, but still no death comic book rules because, hey.
Yeah.
Though, not to say I dislike this character, but I feel like he needs to die.
What? He's not even in here.
Because, as we know, this is Canary's arc, and so the mentor must die in order for her to progress.
Oh, the student-teacher theme.
Yeah,
but I thought the student-teacher thing applies when the student is fighting the teacher at some point and takes the teacher down, no?
Also, I mean, yeah, like by old samurai rules.
I wouldn't call him a mentor so much as a boxing coach.
Mm.
I mean,
true.
He never did use sticks.
Well, and everyone wants Oliver train her, but he's being trained by Merlin and, you know, is not exactly in top shape at the moment.
Fair enough.
As much as I think he's dead, I'd like him to live.
I do love, despite Laurel's lack of training, she's definitely learning on the job. We've seen her improve gradually a bit over the last few episodes, but I love her heart when she fights, and this week especially. She's really mastered, get in there, hit him with a stick, and she does it over and over and over.
She fights like Peggy Carter. If anyone's watching Agent Carter, run in and you hit them with the biggest thing you have. Doesn't matter if it's a chair or a stick or whatever, just beat it until it dies. And that's how she fights, and it's beautiful.
And that's how Sin fights, apparently, as well.
Yeah. And that's also beautiful. We rewound the bit where she knocked the guy down and beat him with a baseball bat.
The commercial comes back, and she's still beating the same guy. Like, okay, welcome back.
It was glorious.
You know, and it would be Sin. We talk, it's funny, because the beginning of the show, we're all talking about, when is Detective Lance really going to find out? When this happens, it's going to be bad. He's talking to Roy. P.S., let's bring up Roy for 2 seconds. I love that Roy goes to talk to Detective Lance with his little fancy voice machine. And he's like, all right,
I'm
Harper.
I'm pretending to be Oliver.
Yeah, and he's like, Harper, how'd you know it was me? He's like, dude, seriously? Come on, man, red sweat hoodie, now you have a fancy hoodie that's red?
That bothered me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mostly because if he could figure out Roy that quickly, why after so many years...
I was going to bring this up.
Okay,
all right.
Here we go.
It's the Batman Commissioner Gordon argument,
yep.
Right? Because in the comic books, it is generally assumed that Commissioner Gordon knows Bruce Wayne is Batman because there's the scene in Batman Year One where Gordon basically figures it out, but he decides for the good of the city, he's not going to tell anybody. Does Detective Lance know that's Oliver Queen? I think yes.
Really?
I think he knows because there's a line of dialogue that in the very beginning of the season where he talks about, I think it's Laurel, and he says like about the good of the city and the good of the thing, and I'm like, oh, he knows. He knows. He knows it's Oliver.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point because Moira knew for the longest time and just pretended for her son's sake until she was dying or died or what have you, and then we find out that she knew.
Yep. Detective Lance is a very smart character. Mm-hmm. He's very quick. He figured out it was Oliver in episode 6. Like, he was like, you're this hood guy. It's obvious. He did not forget that. He has not forgotten that. He knows it's Oliver. And that is a little bit why I had a problem the previous episode where they tried to put Laurel as her sister.
Yeah.
And it's
Thank
like,
you.
She's a different body type. She's a Thank foot you. Taller.
We talked about
that.
Yeah,
no hips. Yeah, no curves. Yeah. Not that that's bad. She's beautiful, but very different.
He's in denial.
So, they're two totally different bodies.
There's
a little bit. He is an alcoholic. There's a little bit of that. So,
still, I thought he gave up the boat.
But that never goes away. It never leaves you.
But that still affects your judgment as to who your daughter is?
Yeah, I think it's always on your mind. Yeah. I mean, it's always on your mind.
You see what you want to see.
Yourself, yeah. Exactly. You can make yourself believe just about anything. And, hey, it's the cat suit and the wig and the voice. And you want to believe that it's your daughter that you haven't seen in a while and are kind of worried about because she has a stunningly dangerous occupation. So you make yourself believe that.
Stunningly dangerous. I love that.
Oh, yeah. And you take solace in the fact that she's there and you're having a conversation, even if she is acting a little off. You make yourself believe because you cannot handle the alternative. The alternative is unthinkable to a father.
Well, I love the fact that Sin was the one who dropped the bomb. I didn't see that one coming at all. Well, no, not, but it was just, I love the way the writers played that so well.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, dude, like, come on, that's not...
And I think they're going to lead to an Arrow Captain Lance break.
Yeah.
I think we're heading down a road that I don't think this reveal is going to happen until season finale. And I think season finale, when Lance finally finds out, I think it's going to flip. He's going to be like, nope, I'm no longer your supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing, and we're going to go right back to season one where it's Detective Lance hunting him down.
God, I hope not. That was so annoying.
I don't know.
Go back to season one.
They'll break.
I think that we'll get that a lot sooner than the finale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Because the seed has been planted, and like you said, he's not an idiot.
No, he's a very smart man. He's a very smart character.
And Laurel is not a good liar. She really tries, but she's still emotionally distraught from this, and that bottoms out her lying capabilities, and once Dad no longer believes that it's Sarah in the suit, things are going to start falling
apart. Well, going back to the comic book thing and the Commissioner Gordon thing, the big scene, the big finale of this episode was Oliver on top of a car letting TV cameras see him visibly himself to the world. The Arrow is now known, has footage. The entire world can analyze his chin and figure out who he is. Problem? Not a problem.
Well, how did Thea not put two and two together that she just a few hours ago on TV saw that speech?
And then Oliver comes back.
Yeah, oh, where have you been?
I think
she's not stupid.
Thea knows too.
Especially now that she's been training with her father and learning so many different things, and I'm sure observation has got to be one of them.
I kind of think this would have been the perfect episode for the reveal to Thea.
Yeah.
I think Oliver should have walked right in and told her. I think it wouldn't have felt out of place in this episode.
I agree with you there. I disagree with you as to whether she knows or not. I think she's kind of in the same boat that Captain Lance is in being willfully blind.
Because her brother's the party guy to her, still.
Well, and she's lost so many people in her family, and her life has been in so much upheaval, and she is the one member of the Queen family that got blindsided by everything as it comes along, and until this season, didn't have the capability to deal with it. So she's probably just still believing, nope, he's normal, we've been through a lot of terrible stuff, but he's fine. He'll come back. He's just off somewhere.
The exciting thing about Thea this season and all the training with her is I cannot wait until next season when she teams up with Oliver.
She'll
be
unleashed.
And she's speedy.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. She did have that dropped. Yeah. If she survives.
She will.
She'll survive.
She'll survive.
Yeah.
Roy'll die before she will.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry. She'll
only room for one.
Yep.
Oh, and
usually Speedy comes before.
Speedy was actually Roy's first name.
Yeah, I know.
But Thea is sort of based on a Green Arrow psychic called Mia, who was introduced in the early 2000s.
Wait, I had a trivia question about that.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Not anymore. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going, though.
Sorry, but that's why I have a feeling, like, and this is just me from what I know from the comic books. I have a feeling this show is leading towards. Somewhere next season, maybe the season after that, Roy is probably going to leave the city, either to a spinoff or something like that, and Speedy will step up and become his psychic, and it'll be brother-sister.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Except I like Roy. I don't want Roy to go anywhere.
Well, like maybe a spinoff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of trivia questions, we have, again, five answers.
Sweet.
Andy Epsilantis, Jermaine Parchment, Gillian Davila, Becca Anderson, and Alicia Perez. A lot of the same names here. Hi, guys. The Thanks L.A. Public Library.
Yeah. Hashtag me. Tell me, where are you guys Googling, or is this stuff you really do know off the top of your head? Because if you do, A to the men.
Well,
and let us
LA
know if the blue car got out of the driveway.
Right.
Please, I want to know.
I'm gonna give you guys one last trivia question.
Not the Twilight
Did I really ruin one of your trivia questions? For this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Stop knowing things.
Okay. Oh,
How
funny story. Wait,
yep.
Hold on, you guys. Funny story that I have to share because it makes me look silly. But in the show, we're all in the theater, we're watching everything, and for the moment that we get the reveal of who we thought killed Becca Merlin the first time around, when Malcolm and he's at the gravesite and his friend comes and drops the picture really quickly and says, you know, I know who the murderer is, I would want to know too. For 2 seconds, don't laugh, but for 2.2 seconds, the first time we saw the picture, I was like, is that Rob Pattinson? And they're like, no.
Well, and my knee-jerk reaction was, oh, it's Agent Ward from S.H.I.E.L.D.
That picture did look a little bit like Ward.
I can't
see it.
Anyway, that's not my trivia question. Nothing to do with anything. Okay, so my trivia question.
That'll be a trivia question in a couple weeks. Who did Alec on that thing?
That picture was up.
It could have been.
Say it.
Okay, so in the comics, Rose Wilson, daughter of Slade, is a mercenary with an outfit similar to that of Deathstroke and goes by the name Ravager. In this series, who dons the outfit, although never goes by the same title? Boop, 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 boop. Okay. So let's move back to the episode, and hopefully somebody will.
Oh, wow. So, I think we just got the spoiler that we were warned about on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Brian Witalison was kind enough to send us a tweet saying that the Canadian trailer for Arrow has a massive spoiler for next week. Chirag, who, seriously, you got to tell me how to pronounce your name. If you're going to keep tweeting me, you have to tell me how to say it right. Says, next episode, Oliver might reveal the secret to Thea, according to next week's promo.
Nice.
That wasn't in the promo we watched.
You know what? I would love to see Oliver reveal it to her versus her find out on accident and him have to explain himself again as a liar. Again.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So that would be fantastic.
Hmm.
So I've got two thoughts about the ending.
Did it hurt? Are you okay?
No, yeah, it actually the pain, to be fair, doesn't start until thought four or five, usually.
Oh, okay.
Two,
okay.
I'm good.
We're still safe.
Mild discomfort.
Okay.
With his regular brain.
My plain, old, regular thinker. Two things. Because the speech that Oliver gives to everybody when he's on top of the cop car, because it was brought up so closely to Batman, it reminded me, when I was watching that, even though the content of Oliver's speech is very, very different, it felt very much lifted from almost an identical moment in The Dark Knight Returns, when Batman is rallying the entire town together to go after what's left of the different gangs, and he's standing on top of the police car going, "Tonight, we are the law. Tonight, I am the law." Exactly like that. And it's so close to that moment that I can't imagine nobody realized it.
Well, there was a Batman reference in this episode. There was a Batman reference in this episode.
Oh, they referenced Bloodhaven. The second thing.
They've done it lots of times.
Yeah, they referenced Bloodhaven a lot. The other thing, considering how resilient Brick is, considering how many hits we've seen him take and get back up, considering how beaten he was in this episode and kept getting back up, the end of the episode where you see him flanked by two police officers and he's just, you know, he's chilling, he's out, it felt very much to me like at some point he went, "All right, guys, you got me."
I don't know. If I were Oliver, I get what he was doing. I really do. But at the same time, not that I'm a killer, but just shoot the guy and get rid of him because you know he's going to get out.
Well, the question is he going to Iron Heights or are they going to throw him into the vault on the island with Slade?
With Slade.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's my thought. I'm not going to confirm.
Well, Slade's going to escape in a couple episodes here pretty quick.
Yes.
So.
Doesn't he have a roommate at this point?
Possibly
Captain
a roomie.
Captain Boomerang.
Okay, that's what it was. So, really quickly, because I know I have a lot of news and gossip I want to get through, I have to go into the Olicity moment at the very end.
So good.
It was great.
Yes. However, she had a great point, but it just made me sad because... so close and so far away. Do we like? Do we hate? Do we think it's going somewhere?
Olicity?
Yes.
I don't like Olicity.
What? I should throw my cup at you.
I don't like Olicity.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, we don't need
I'm sorry. Again, I'm a huge fan of this show, but Felicity was introduced in season one as this very smart, very intelligent woman who was a great friend to Oliver. And it wasn't until season two that this love interest thing was developed. We all know Green Arrow ends up with Black Canary.
Yep.
And no matter what the writers try to, for dramatic purposes, throw our way, we know that's where the series finale is going to be.
X's are X's for a reason.
Well, no. Not till the last episode they won't be.
Honestly, I disagree. I don't think they'll go there.
I think they will.
I hope not.
I think Laurel has been set up since episode one as Oliver's love. So to throw anything in that way... Like, no matter whether I agree with you. I don't think Oliver, from what I see the characters, like, the way they are represented in the show, I don't know if they should get together. But they're going to put Black Canary and Green Arrow together.
But
that's the way it is.
She cheated on her with her sister. How do you forgive
she
that?
She cheated on him like going to a boxing guy.
His sister. It's not his. That's blood. You don't do that.
I'm not a fan. Felicity and Oliver make better friends.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Agreed.
I think Oliver should end up.
Ladies, Olicity fans,
I ship it like FedEx at Christmas. But Felicity had, I think, the best point that we've seen all season. That she's noticed a pattern with the
women.
I'm not allowed to say that word on air. The ridiculous stuff that Ollie does, especially around the people he loves, and she has made the decision. And at this point, emotions are running extremely high. She's run ragged. It's been a hellish month, and he's finally back, which is what all of her fantasies and denial has culminated in. And the first thing he says is, "Yeah, I'm teaming up with Merlin." She's like, No, that is some massive backlash. And she's made the decision not to be a woman he loves, because bad things happen to the women he loves, and a good part of it is his stupid decisions.
But maybe she's a game changer.
Because he still doesn't know how to balance Oliver and the Arrow, and he has not been able to figure it out. And, you know, because of what's been going on, he hasn't been working on figuring it out.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
I love it. I ship it. But I think she's right. And I'm glad she made that choice.
Okay, well, I'm going to end that conversation, and I'm just going to say let's get into news and gossip. Because
did we just sink your ship? Did we just torpedo that?
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, news. Oh, P.S., do we have the answer? Did anybody give us the answer?
Oh, gosh, I didn't even look. What was the question?
Can we pull up our first picture, please?
Give me one sec.
Yeah, no problem. While we see if anybody answered the question.
Isabel Rochev.
Yes, who says?
Chirag, Andy, Calvin, okay. Stephanie Williams.
Thank you.
Hover Girl, and Diva.
Is he beautiful?
Jermaine Parchment.
Oh, well.
And Tanasij Penko.
Everyone knows. That's the point.
Okay, well, you guys, thank you so much for tweeting us live. I really appreciate the participation, as do the rest of us. So,
and Gillian admitted to using Google.
Thank you, Gillian, you for your honesty.
Theo would be proud.
Right. Okay, so my first picture is of action figures, which you had brought up earlier. There is one picture. If you are listening to us on iTunes, thank you very much. Please be sure to comment and rate. And if you get a chance, check us out on YouTube. You can see my fabulous pictures that I always like to show at the end of the episode. But this is a picture of Slade Wilson and, of course, Oliver as the Arrow. Let's go to our next picture. Wait. Oh, okay. Just kidding. I thought I had another action figure. Oh, yes. Here we go. So notice the detail. Flash looks like Grant Gustin. I don't know if that really looks like... I don't know if
that's
supposed
to be
Sarah. But here's the thing. The canary, is that supposed to be
Sarah?
It's Sarah.
Okay. It's Sarah.
Okay. She doesn't have any hips, but we're okay with that. Look at Oliver. Who thinks that looks like Stephen Amell? Anybody?
Let's be honest. The focal point of that one is the helmet with the arrow through it.
Well,
that was
just
the point of that action figure. Everything else is just pretty.
Apparently, Stephen Amell agrees. Now, you can confirm or deny if you happen to know the answer to this. But I'm going to read something really quick to you guys. So, yeah, have patience with me as I read. But the star of CW's Arrow, Stephen Amell, has reportedly ordered a recall of all DC Entertainment sanctioned Green Arrow merchandise that was not created in his likeness, a.k.a. the picture you're looking at. A new report filed, the Arrow star claims that DC Entertainment is promoting a non-definitive version of the All-Star character. If his claim is approved by court, all Green Arrow merchandise, including those made based off of the comics and cartoons such as Batman, The Brave and the Bold, would have to be stripped from the shelves.
That's a bit much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rough.
Yeah.
Because as much as I agree, for in any live-action medium, yeah, he is at this point, I would say, the definitive Green Arrow. That is not the only medium in which the character exists.
But that is clearly...
Brave and the Bold is amazing!
But that's clearly supposed to be depicting him. It's not just some random Green Arrow. That is supposed to be Stephen Amell.
This one's
particularly
bad.
That does not look like him.
That I agree. If the intent is to replicate his likeness, absolutely. That's not a good...
That's a stunning failure.
Agree. Yes. Completely. But to put... Green Arrow is a character that has existed for very, very, very long.
Yes, and you know what? Stephen Amell has pictures of himself with the original figurine. Sorry, didn't mean if anybody. Doll.
Action figure.
Articulated. Okay, sorry. So, either way, he has pictures of himself with other versions of it, and not because of this, but he just has himself with other pictures of, and probably holding it. So, I don't think... Yeah, whatever. Anyways, moving right along to our next topic. I do have our next picture. We all, you know, Merlin was a big deal this episode, and I have, well, I thought I had a picture of,
was there a minute ago?
John Berman. Oh, so my other picture, you saw the Doc Archer with the arrow in his chest, and he does an excellent job as an actor portraying a badass, but really, this next picture is more reflective of his personality.
Did I miss this episode?
Which is John Berman throwing sparkles at the screen, if you
John
are listening.
John Berman is a glorious human.
He is, and to showcase his gloriousness even more, I have a few videos that are pretty amazing and awesome of him.
Oh, man.
So, first video, he's giving a tutorial to a bunch of ladies. Oh, wait, no. Just kidding. This is a singing video, as soon as we get this pulled up. It's actually a song that I really enjoy, but I think I enjoy 10 times more when he sings it.
Well, we have a moment. We did get a tweet from Gillian again. Pretty sure some of the official people have said that Alicity is Endgame. I know you use Google.
Yeah.
Links or it didn't happen.
Yes.
The best thing about being a woman.
Who are his backup dancers?
I love John Barrowman. Short skirts. Okay, so anyways, that's my magical. Okay, and then I do believe I have another one of him. We do know that he also does drag, and he sings. He was in, what was he in?
Everything.
Yeah, Lacage. So this is him singing drag.
One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's
not. So he's just fierce, fabulous, and everything else. Now, the reason I brought all these things together, we have one last clip, but I actually really enjoy this. If you get a chance, please go on YouTube, watch it if you have any interest whatsoever. John Barrowman participated in a documentary about being gay. Well, what I said two words at the same time, excuse me, about being gay and why he is gay and trying to figure out the reason, whether it is by choice or if it is something that genetically can be proven. It's an hour long. You can find it on YouTube. This is a short clip, but it's interesting because this is him coming from the UK to the US, Chicago. He was going into a facility and they're telling him basically what he's about to do, which is go into a room. You know what? If we can get the clip pulled up, I will just...
Alicona, I didn't have a time code on this clip.
Oh, that was not very smart on me. Okay, so I'll just tell you guys and you can look it up. Because clearly I didn't time it. Because what happened was I watched the video and I scooted the handle over. And was like, oh, this is a great moment.
Alicona will put the link to the video on her Twitter after we're done with
that
the show.
That I will do. I am so sorry. So, okay, basically it was a penis lie detector. And what they had him do is go in a room. They showed him both straight and homosexual erotica, and they strap this thing to you, and they measure whether or not you are getting aroused. And the purpose of that is to see if it's something you can control. But here's the interesting part about this device. It was apparently created in the 50s, and they used it to test soldiers who were trying to get out of being drafted, because apparently you couldn't be homosexual and be drafted. So for straight men, they would strap them up and do all these tests, and if they were aroused by gay pornography, then they were let off the hook and they didn't get drafted. But if they were not, then they were called out as a lie, they got drafted and sent off.
I'm disappointed that we never saw that episode of MASH.
It's like, I think it was Switzerland, I can't remember which European countries, I think it was Switzerland, where they classified homosexuality as a disease, and then hundreds upon hundreds of people called into work gay.
Oh,
so then
awesome.
They changed the classification.
That's interesting. Yes. Either way, so I apologize. I will get that link to you guys on Twitter, and next week maybe I'll just get a time code like I should have and play that short clip, because John starts cracking up when he sees what he's doing. But anyways.
Well, of course.
So, that is wrapping up our show. Let's do some really short predictions, one-sentencers. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let her guess.
I'm going to go last.
But see,
I want to go last.
Since we are running low on time, you are the only predictor we are going to have this evening.
Uh-oh.
You're special.
Do I predict everything?
Yeah. Just give us a really quick wrap-up synopsis, what you think is going to happen, maybe in the next episode.
Oh, wow. The next episode. I do not think Thea will find out. I think they are just teasing us in the commercials. I think next episode is going to be Vertigo messing up some stuff, and Malcolm Merlyn will kill the second Vertigo, because it'll be like, Oliver, stop wasting time.
I can see that.
And it'll be a debate about Oliver being like, maybe I should go back to killing, because he wants to kill Ra's al Ghul. And also Black Canary and Green Arrow will end up in the end together. I'll put $100 on that right now.
Okay, I'll be taking the hundreds. Next week.
Wait,
next
are
week.
Are we taking that? Is this going to be an official bet?
No, for serious, series finale.
Do you need a bet commissioner?
No, let's rob that. You know what? I just want to focus on you. How about that? Since you are our special guest. Let's.
No, actually.
No, really. I would like you
to
actually
interview you.
No,
please. Somebody is a diva. Who invited him to our show? No, I actually would like to take a moment. I know that you do have a YouTube channel. Can you please expand a little bit more on some of the types of things that you do cover on your YouTube channel, as well as telling people the name of it, where they can find it.
Oh, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/Jawin. That's the same as my Twitter handle, JAWIIN. It's the first two letters of all three of my names, because I wanted a way to say myself, my name, without being arrogant.
Okay.
But it's still arrogant, so it's cool. I do comic book reviews. I do parody spoof videos. DC has been keeping me really busy, so I haven't had a lot of time to put out videos, but I'm going to start doing fact videos. Like, I did have a video called 7 Lois Lane Facts That You Don't Know.
Interesting. So I mean, can we have one fact? Can you give us just one?
Lois Lane won the Pulitzer Prize.
I did know that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she started at the Daily Planet when she was 15 years old.
Really?
That I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah, underage.
Do you, now, do you have any Green Arrow facts that you can run by us real quickly?
Oh, Green Arrow. Oliver Queen's favorite food is chili.
Is it Oliver Queen or Stephen Amell?
Oliver Queen.
Oh, okay.
The character.
Okay, yep. I just want to double check and make sure.
Green Arrow facts.
Yeah. I did, but I just wanted to cover
Stephen Amell facts.
It's very, it's very spicy chili.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, then we encourage all of our viewers to definitely check out your channel, subscribe, like, support the community, because that's always fantastic. And we are running out of time, but leave us your Twitter handle. I know you gave us your name for your YouTube channel.
It's the same as the YouTube, Jawin, J-A-W-I-N.
Okay, so we got it down on
lock. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thank you
to watch
you
Arrow.
For sharing all of your input, knowledge, and fantasticness.
Yep, Team Wriggle.
Team Wriggle.
I'm with you.
All right, well, I'm Ali Kona Bradford. Thank you for joining us. My Twitter handle is at KissMyPassport. Oh, and I have a new YouTube channel called Boys in Beauty. For those of you who checked it out, thank you. If you have not, please go online, look it up. Boys in Beauty with Ali Kona. Like, comment, and subscribe. And this week's episode is all about Stephen Amell. So, wink, wink, check it out. Mwah! Thank you, and moving right along.
I am Lex Michael. Twitter handle at TheLexMichael.
Twitter handle at Tari J. That's TauriJay.
And who the hell are you?
I'm Tari J.
The regular.
The regular.
You know who I am.
I'm Katie Cullen. You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at Kiaxet. That's K-I-A-X-E-T. I'm also on the Star Wars Rebels panel. And if you're going to be at Gallifrey 1, the Doctor Who convention in L.A. next weekend, I will be there. I will be interviewing people. I can interview you. Drop by. Get an AfterBuzz TV ribbon.
Ooh, nice. Okay, well, again, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.